This is Beyond Basketball, where we go behind the scenes of Calgary's newest pro sports team, the Calgary Surge.
I'm Ava Free.
And I'm Sierra Khalil.
And in this episode, Windsport in the City.
Today, we're at Canada Olympic Park, the multi-sport competition and training facility built for the 1988 Winter Olympic Games.
If you've been to Windsport, you're probably familiar with its atmosphere. For most, COP is known for winter sports, such as skiing, bobsled, and hockey.
But that isn't all that Windsport was built for. Over the past 35 years, this facility has evolved into something bigger, something beyond ice and snow.
In fact, Windsport is currently hosting the World Ringette Championships.
No matter your age or how many times you've been here, there's something for everyone.
So you might be wondering, why are we here? Find out in this episode of Surge in the City. After arriving, we wanted to get a sense of what people think when they hear the word Windsport.
I'm totally amazed. I've lived in Calgary now for 30 years. Never been here before. So I'm shocked. It's absolutely world-class, Beautiful.
We won our games, like lots of our games here, so it's like really fun to be here.
Windsport is a great facility with so many options and attractions for not only local Calgarians to use, but for visitors from out of town who are here to watch the national or the world ringette championships.
Since this is the world ringette championships, we're left with limited space for our interview.
We've settled into a small ice-level storage room tucked away in an empty hallway.
Ryan Mohaupt, manager of events and operations for the Calgary Surge, joins us. Mohaupt oversees and coordinates games and events with Windsport.
He also focuses on getting the community engaged and excited about more than just basketball, which is why we're here, wanting to know more about how the Surge made Windsport home during their first season in Calgary.
Calgary kind of has almost a little bit of a limitations in terms of like for teams to play. CSEC sort of operates everything throughout the Saddle Dome, and then just unfortunately with being a new team, you know, in a venue that's about to be 20,000 people, it's probably not a good idea to spend your first year in there. So Windsport was kind of the perfect next best facility for us to use. The facility is very homey. One thing I love to tell people is that if you were to sit at the very last row in Windsport, you're row 14. And you're like, damn, like this sucks, I'm row 14. But if you're thinking about the other way around, if you were to think about that at the Saddle Dome or at the ACC, the Rogers Center, if you're like in row 14 in the first bowl, you're like, I have the best seats in my house. Like, this is the best thing ever. So the venue is about a little over 3,000 people in terms of everything. But the fact that it's small, it's able to create a better atmosphere for our players and for our fans.
This is a hockey arena. What was the first step in converting the venue here to a basketball court?
Yeah, so this actually probably started before the Calgary Surge actually became an official team to the public. So back in 2020, internally when myself and sort of the teams in the league across within the CEBL found out that Guelph was getting relocated to Calgary, the first step was bringing a basketball court that we owned and used in Guelph to Calgary, because we had to take our court and all of our nets and kind of the, you know, the billboards and the scoreboards and transport them on a transport truck and move them 4,000 kilometers to Calgary. So back in September, before Calgary was launched to have a team and even knew the team name, one of the first projects I actually did was hire a company to move all the courts, the nets, and all that kind of infrastructure out to Calgary to be able to play our home games here.
Like, you packed up your venue in Guelph.
Yeah.
And just moved it over to Calgary. And what do you remember feeling when the court was finally ready here, like when you guys were ready to come and welcome guests for the first time?
The first day was a whole mix of emotions. The day before our first game, I think it was May 21st this past year, even though the court's been in, was in Calgary since September/October of 2022, we never actually put the court down or laid it once. So none of the Windsport staff or any of the, like the facility staff actually saw exactly what the court looked like. It was more just kind of pictures and saying like, oh, hey, here's kind of where, here's the court dimensions and kind of all of that. So 48 hours before our first game, we pretty much came in here at about like 2, 3 a.m. and built the court for the next 8 hours. That was kind of a fun task and challenging because for myself and our team, there's two people within our organization who knew how to build the court. So we had to teach the staff at Wynn Sports.
As someone who doesn't really know much about basketball at all, is it common for courts to be laid, you know, from game to game, or if you're moving from city to city, like, is that common?
In Guelph, in Guelph since 2019, we had a fortunate, they're fortunate enough that the Sleeman Center was able to melt the ice and lay the court down once, and then it was going to be able to operate throughout the whole summer without it being picked up once. But there are other teams across the league that do share a facility with other OHL, WHL teams. So there is a case in which, you know, you do have to pick up and lay down the court constantly. And even like looking in the like professional sporting world, the Toronto Raptors and Toronto Maple Leafs share a venue. The Los Angeles Clippers, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles Kings, they all share a venue too. So yeah. It is kind of it is really cool to see sort of the workings of the operations team put together and make the facility turn around that quick.
Do you find that the crowds are far more, you know, engaged or involved because of... Yeah, absolutely. We can move. No, that's all right. Yeah, we can move. Yeah, no worries.
See what we mean? At Wynn Sport, there's never a dull moment. The Calgary Surge only adds to the energy.
Now, back to Ryan.
And how has Wynn Sport as a venue helped facilitate the team's success?
Yeah, well, you know, Wynn Sport makes it very easy for our players to be able to show up on game day or the day before and, you know, put on a show for our athletes. You know, there is, like we're talking about, the court having to get laid down almost every single game. Across the league this past year, there's actually an instance in which there's safety protocols happening with it because you have to make sure the court is safe for the players to play on. So there was an instance earlier in the year in which a team had an unfit, safe court to play. So the game about an hour before tip-off was determined that it will need to be canceled and rescheduled for a later date this season. So the fact that, you know, Wynn Sport, we didn't have any troubles with that. And if there was ever any incidents that came up of, you know, the court having a small chip or anything like that, we were able to, you know, easily fix it with them. Because you're in one room with 3,000 plus people. There's a lot that could go wrong. So, you know, everything from, you know, the Wynn Sport staff building the arena to the security team monitoring the system that way. We really couldn't appreciate and thank the team we worked with here to have our first season success and have people wanted to return and come back for year two and many years coming forward.
And I know you talk a little about connecting with the team here. How was like your team's, like the internal team's sense of community and community being a common goal kind of helped facilitate those relationships?
So right now we're kind of going through a stage in our off season where we're trying to regroup everything for our off season to make everything for year two better. So, you know, one thing we've recently had some conversation with the Wynn Sport is how can we improve the community basketball across Wynn Sport? So one thing we're doing kind of more right now that we've kind of done in the past is running youth camps. So obviously we'd like to have our youth camps and everything run through Wynn Sport, and the fact that they're also able to have their own camps that they run on their own. So right now we're just in the works of working on a working partnership together and how we can sort of cross-brand the Wynn Sport's already existing basketball camps and our already existing basketball camps into kind of one unison piece together.
It's cool that you're, you know, not only preaching community, you know, in your brand, etc., but actually showing it, you know, in the way that you partner with organizations or initiatives that are already in place here and kind of trying to establish yourself in the community, saying, you know, we want to be a part of it and this is what we can offer, and not necessarily changing it. But yeah, that partnership or collaboration, I guess, is cool to see, especially from a sport perspective.
And what were some of the events that you did at Wynn Sport last year for your opening or for season?
Coming into the season, even a lot of the our season ticket holders, they bought tickets and were season ticket holders when they knew a logo and knew our team name and nothing else. We want to make sure that the basketball games you're coming to at Wynn Sport is more than just a basketball game. It's not just five players on the court playing against five players. So kind of this past year, our main focus at Wynn Sport was on our plaza pregame. So just outside in the plaza, we had a basketball court set up for youth to play. We had a coloring or a sign making station and a face painting station for when the families come with their families, they can, you know, have some activities to do. There was a beer garden and a food truck station outside so that people can come hang out with their friends and have a bite to eat and a drink before going inside the venue. So just trying to create a atmosphere that's more than just a typical high school university basketball game or rep basketball game, something that, you know, is truthfully, you know, of equal part to a Toronto Raptors game.
Nice. So kind of building the hype up before mm-hmm. people come in, or maybe trying to draw people from the city that wouldn't go to a basketball game and they see like, oh, I can come to this plaza party and, you know, hang out with my friends, bring the kids. So that's really cool.
One thing, like in terms of the CBL and the Calgary Surge, that I think is very cool, and what I try to preach to people is, even though it's a basketball game, you may not be a basketball fan, I look at it as just an entertainment option. And, you know, the plaza is, you know, something that adds on an other element of an entertainment option. You know, rather you want to go to the movie theaters, you want to go bowling, you want to go mini golfing with your family. If anybody, you know, is interested in, you know, doing any of those options, I think they should also, you know, obviously be interested in coming to a Surge game, because it is just as entertaining and fun as it is bowling a strike, as it is seeing somebody, you know, have a slam dunk from almost the foul line.
You know, Winsport's been around since the 88 Olympics, and do you find that the property is kind of designed in a way that makes it easy to host, or makes it easy to have games, you know, whether it be through the plaza or stuff like that, that you can see that come to fruition 30 plus years later after, you know, an Olympic Games? Like, do you kind of see the connection, or you feel like it's more recent that it's kind of turned into that?
I think it's a little bit of both, actually. You know, kind of like Winsport has, you know, a ski hill and a tobogganing hill. They have a school here. They have like high performance athletes being trained here. So even though when like our facility and our team comes into town and for or comes to play in for a game, Winsport doesn't close down. They still have to operate. You know, there are three other ice rinks. So, you know, in terms of it being easy, you know, I'd probably say it'd be easy to have our own arena and to, you know, be able to say, all right, when we're playing, there's nothing else going on. You can kind of have the whole facility run for yourself. But understanding that's not the, you know, working relationship and where we're at here today with Winsport is like, hey, they have, you know, X, Y, and Z more options to run. And that's what makes Winsport so great, is that they have literally everything here for anybody and for everybody. So the fact that they're able to sort of have all these different interests and, you know, have everything run so smoothly and so elite is what makes them so great to work with, because even though there's that many different challenges that could go wrong, somehow in some way, you know, things just go right.
Yeah, and when things just continually like keep going right, like you said, like when there's so many opportunities for things to go wrong, you know, it's not like a fluke, like it's this way by design, like Winsport has just came together. Do you think that's because they've been around for so long and they're kind of equipped to handle all of these different challenges? Or do you think it's just kind of the way that it is now?
Yeah, I think like they're familiar with what they do. They know what they're doing. It's not like they're very new to it. They have great staff and great people who we work with to help make our lives easier, and I hope we made their lives easier. Putting on a basketball game is hard enough for me. I couldn't imagine trying to plan three different ice hockey games and then also build snow and control the ski lift that way. So just kudos to Winsport.
What ways do you see Winsport's legacy evolving in the future?
I think what Winsport has here is a, you know, a beautiful high-class performance facility, and I can't see this changing, you know, how it's been running and operating for the last 40 years, and, you know, I could imagine it being the next 40. There's really anything and everything for the, like, high-performance athletes to just a leisure activity with your, you know, a five-year-old son you can do here. So in case anybody hasn't came out here, you guys should check it out, because, you know, tubing and go-karting or mini-golfing is so much fun in my eyes, and I hope it is in yours.
It goes without saying, Winsport is a venue for all. Sierra and I discuss further on site.
Yeah, and like here, it's all around you. It's unavoidable to feel the legacy that's been built here and like feel the excellence of all of the athletes.
Even like the fact that we can't get anywhere without music playing, I'm like, it's like as much as it's difficult from a sound perspective, it also just makes you feel kind of part of the action. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here and we have nothing to necessarily do with sport, but yet I feel involved.
When mm-hmm. you come to Winsport, just sit down and try and find a moment of silence. I bet you can.
Up next, we find out what it's like when Winsport really comes to life. I'm Ava Free.
And I'm Sierra Khalil.
And you're listening to Surge in the City, Beyond Basketball. Athletes and staff only, reads a sign as we head down towards our next interview. Although we are neither staff nor athletes, we go with confidence.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating?
I don't like breaking
rules. We're making our way back to meet with a man who has a similar title to Mohopped.
Hello.
Brendan Barber is in charge of operations and events at Winsport. He oversees multiple arenas and coordinates events such as concerts, minor and pro league hockey, and of course, Calgary Surge Games.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, going into it, like, it's not something that we had done before. So I think in the beginning stages, it felt like an addition. And obviously, we built a really strong relationship with the Calgary Surge. And so, now it's definitely, I think, part of our brand and part of our identity is being home of the Calgary Surge. Mm-hmm. It was like when we first started it and started planning for it, it was, what do we do here? What's the next step? Yeah. How do we manage this big conversion? Because we don't remove our ice like a lot of facilities do. So then it was, how do we include all of the setup requirements that we have for these Surge games, and how do we make that fit into our schedule, and how do we manage it? So.
And what would you say were some of the biggest changes that you had to make to the facility, or that were grown kind of out of the surge coming to Winsport?
Yeah, there wouldn't be too many like facility changes necessarily, but process changes. You know, we often do conversions for concerts and things like that where we're setting up stages and we remove all the glass and we put a deck down. So all that stuff was sort of the same for the Calgary Surge, but the addition really was the basketball court. And so that went from, you know, we would normally do a conversion with 6 or 8 people in an 8-hour shift, and now that's changed into, you know, 12 or 14 people in an 8 or 10 hour shift.
Right.
So just process changes really to manage setting up the venue, right? Like it's a big deal to go from hockey or any other ice related event and changing it over. I think we were thrown really into the trenches, I suppose, in the first 2 games of the Calgary Surge.
Right.
Because not only did we have our first 2 games, there was also a concert in the mix. I think it went graduation, Surge game. Well, really, it went from ice to graduation to Surge game to a 4 King and Country concert to a Surge game to back to ice.
Oh, wow.
So that was the first 2 games of the Calgary Surge for us. So we weren't, it wasn't easing into it. It was like, all right, let's do it all at once. So yeah, it was a big undertaking, but I think like our team really stepped up. And
I feel like the facility is obviously, having been around for so long, or just Winsport in general, already kind of has that environment of supporting, you know, a successful team or successful athletes and facilitating that. Do you see that in the staff, in the way that, you know, kind of they come together and make sure things get to where they need to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say like that's the mantra or mandate of my entire team, really. Like everybody, we're here to make everybody have a good experience. And that doesn't matter if you're, you know, a minor hockey player, you know, a kid that's just getting into a sport, all the way to any of the pro teams that play here. And so, I think like that's really something that I think we pride ourselves in. And that's our goal, is to make sure that everybody has a really good experience, and we facilitate as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. How long have you worked here at Winsport?
I'm working on my 9th year. So I think I started in the summer of 2015.
Yeah. And how has, you know, your role evolved in those 9 years? And then how has Winsport evolved as you've been here? And how have you kind of seen that change?
Yeah, I started as an ice technician and then worked my way up through that, going through senior ice tech role to supervisor to manager. With all that, obviously added responsibility along the way, and just really gaining experience, like obviously almost 9 years of experience, gave me the tools and knowledge that I needed to continue to grow. With Winsport, I suppose in my time here, like I think we're really focusing on our event center now. And the event center is obviously big for the community and big for obviously events like the Calgary Surge. I think we just have a larger focus on trying to to give back to the community more with more events and things like that, right, instead of just being a hockey facility.
For sure. I feel like a lot of people who maybe aren't as familiar with Winsport in its entirety do just know it to be either related to the 88 Olympics or related to hockey. So it is, you know, cool to, even Ryan was talking about during this season, having the plaza open and having, you know, cornhole and beer gardens and all those things. It definitely does, I think, draw people who maybe wouldn't have come here on a regular basis. Do you find that you find you get more people out here, or have been getting more people out here that maybe wouldn't have naturally made their way out to Winsport?
Yeah, I think, you know, like obviously hockey draws a specific crowd that's a little bit more narrow focused. And Winsport's a really cool place too, because I think we do attract a lot of new Canadians, which is really neat. Like obviously, it's kind of a bit of a spectacle to come and see where the 88 games were hosted. But I think on top of that, like, especially the Calgary Surge, it's like bringing diversity to Winsport, right? And so that was really cool to see in community, like to see how successful it was for ticket sales and how many people came here and how diverse that crowd was and how well they backed the team together and sort of like joined arms. And that was a cool experience. And so, yeah, I think like adding like those larger events and different types of events are certainly adding more diversity to people who are coming to Winsport.
Could you define Winsport for me, kind of in your own words, you know, whether it be the atmosphere or the building itself?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I really just think of it as like, to me, it's just like an all sports or all event space. Like everybody that works here on my team is we're here for sport. We're here for all the events and things that we do. And I think like that's so big in community. So to define it, I think like we're a community staple for events and sports for everybody.
And it's good for people to kind of know that and be encouraged by that. And how have you seen the Calgary Surge impact the Winsport environment?
Yeah, I think that goes back a little bit to the diversity answer. I think nobody expected the Surge to do poorly, but I think we were all really surprised with how well they did with attendance. It was really cool to see, and like we've hosted lots of, you know, pro level sports events here, and they brought a different demographic and a different culture to sport. And I think that's something that all of us got behind and really enjoyed and being part of.
Could you elaborate on that just a little bit? You know, that different atmosphere that you said they brought?
Yeah. Like the atmosphere is like, for people who haven't been to a Surge game, like obviously like the target score and like music playing the whole time. It's such a fun family driven experience. When a team is winning, it's easy to get behind them, but I don't think that it mattered whether or not the Surge were winning. The experience was so fun, and especially so fun for families. And so I think like sometimes, you know, hockey can get a bad rep for the culture a little bit. And I think that's growing and changing as well. But yeah, just adding that really family community driven piece to sport, I think, is something that the Calgary Surge did really well. We weren't really intending on using the scoreboards, and that was sort of a thought on the Calgary Surge's side as well. And so we were using the video boards to have score. And sort of right before the first game, I sort of thought, I was like, hey, we're not going to have a buzzer if we don't use the scoreboard.
Oh.
And so we ended up having to tie in our scoreboards during the first game. And I think I got it plugged in with like a minute left in the first quarter. And so it got plugged in, and then the buzzer went off. And so that was a pretty big win.
Yeah,
I think,
sure.
I don't know how many people were expecting the scoreboards to just turn on at the end of the first quarter, but it was sort of just a bit of an oversight. And then, yeah, obviously, you know, there were a couple things throughout that it was just tweaking, right? There was things we hadn't done before and we didn't have to think about. And so there were new experiences and new challenges that we had to resolve on the day. Otherwise, I think, like, some of my best memories, I think I took many videos and pictures of how explosive the fans were, especially, you know, when they're scoring and you get the smoke, you know, coming out of the nets and the whole audience, like the whole stadium is just on their feet exploding. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Getting Calgarians involved and invested in sport is an essential part of building community, something that is important to the Surge.
Taking a building that serves many purposes and accommodating a new sport presented many new challenges to both the team at Winsport and the Surge.
Barber proves him and his team are ready to support the community in Calgary by ensuring the success of all its athletes.
And that's it for this episode of Surge in the City. Thanks for listening.
I'm Ava Free.
And I'm Sierra Khalil. And special thanks to Ryan and Brendan for contributing to this episode.
This series is a collaboration between the Calgary Surge and the Community Podcast Initiative based out of Mount Royal University. It was produced on Treaty 7 territory, and we recognize the stewards and storytellers of these lands, the Niitsitapi, the Yahe Nakoda, Tsutina, and Métis peoples.
We are grateful to create, learn, and play here. And as storytellers ourselves, we are committed to listening to their expertise and continuing to learn as we work towards reconciliation.
Follow The Surge and their new season at calgarysurge.ca and at Calgary Surge on social media. Learn more about the Community Podcast Initiative at thepodcaststudio.ca and at communitypodyyc.
Be sure to subscribe for the latest episodes and find out where in the city The Surge will be next.